Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, April 13th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. It's day 49 of the invasion of Ukraine. The dire situation in the besieged city of Mariupol took an even darker tone earlier this week after members of the Azov Battalion claimed on Monday that Russian forces had attacked using chemical munitions delivered by drone. The unit's reports, which have not yet been independently verified, claimed that those affected by the attack are suffering from breathing and neurological problems. In response, Prime Minister Morawiecki issued calls yesterday for a two-way approach to stop the Kremlin's war machine, combining weapons supplies to Ukraine and very powerful sanctions against Russia. The Pentagon's press secretary, John Kirby, added in a statement, "These reports, if true, are deeply concerning and reflective of concerns that we have had about Russia's potential to use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents in Ukraine." Local officials have announced that the square at the intersection of Partizantov and Matki Polki streets in Vzhesh will be named in honor of the heroes of the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol. The location for honoring the residents and defenders of Mariupol was not chosen by accident, as the Consulate General of Russia is located only a few dozen meters from the park. The square will officially be renamed in a ceremony on April 30th after administrative formalities are completed. Mariupol officials promised to return the favor by naming a street in honor of Gdańsk when Mariupol is rebuilt after the end of the war. Gdańsk authorities have promised to aid in the reconstruction efforts. Musicians and staff from the Kyiv Symphony Orchestra are currently being hosted in Warsaw as they prepare for a series of concerts and a tour featuring Ukrainian and Polish music. The executive director of the Kyiv Symphony Orchestra, Anna Stawiczenko, thanked the Polish Ministry of Culture and other Polish institutions for their support. "For us," she explained, "it is very important to be the voice of Ukraine during these tragic and dark times and make the audience discover, and hopefully enjoy, Ukrainian music." The upcoming concerts will feature works by leading Ukrainian composers Maxim Berezovsky, Mirosław Skórik, and Boris Lyatoszynski, as well as music by Polish 19th century composer Henryk Wieniawski, performed by Polish violinist Janusz Wawrowski. The debut concert will be held at Warsaw's National Philharmonic Hall on April 21st, followed by a stop in the central city of Łódź on April 23rd, and subsequent concerts in Germany's Berlin, Leipzig, Hamburg, and Dresden. The trade union Solidarity has issued an urgent call for funds and volunteers to support the reception point for refugees at its Gdańsk headquarters. Organizers are asking for donations of suitcases, preferably with wheels, prams, and baby carriers, as many of those who have fled were not able to take anything with them except their outer clothing and documents. The reception point is located at Ulica Wały Piastowskiej 24, close to Dworzec Główny and across from the Zieliniak building. Volunteer shifts are available in three rotations, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., 4 p.m. to midnight, and midnight to 8 a.m. Those interested in volunteering should send their name, telephone number, and availability to the Secretariat at Presidium at solidarność.gda.pl or via phone at 58308-4352 during business hours. For more information on how you can help, visit us online at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny with very little chance of rain and a gentle breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will be warmer than yesterday, with a high around 15 degrees Celsius or 59 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 1 degree Celsius or 34 degrees Fahrenheit. Clouds and rain are expected to roll in tomorrow afternoon, with a chance for more sun returning over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.